podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you.
It's to us.
Happy anniversary to me. Happy anniversary to us.
Nailed it.
Happy anniversary to
I love that for you.
Mostly me.
It is mostly you. You're the lucky one.
So today is officially our 16th.
16th anniversary.
That's right, folks. Married 16 years together, 7 prior. So it's been
70,000 years.
It's been a long run.
Basically my entire adult life. 70,000 years.
That's just, don't say that. That's weird. I scooped you up at the nursery.
It said you did. My
ish.
You've literally, I've been with you my entire adult life.
Heart. Yeah, we'll see.
What do you mean? It is what it is.
You make it sound weird.
What? You made it weird.
But anyways, happy anniversary,
Mom. Happy anniversary. Love you.
Love you too. Still?
Still.
Awesome. Who got who a card today, though?
You got me a card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You went to the grocery store literally specifically to give me a card.
And liquor.
I knew exactly what you were doing.
Yeah, no idea.
You're like, I'm going to the store, babe. I was like, he's getting me a card.
And dog food. And breakfast sausages.
For you.
For me. Exactly. Dog food for me. Anyways. All right, guys.
Spoiler alert. We have a dog.
Spoiler alert. We're also drunk. So... We decided to push our podcast from Thursday night recording to Friday night because it just made more sense.
Yeah, because for one Friday night, honestly, oddly enough, our anniversary night, we had nothing going on.
We have zero going on our actual anniversary. I got a haircut. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it was a Friday. We worked. Haircuts were had.
So we moved our recording night from Thursday to Friday. Just so we could drink a little more, party a little more, and not be as concerned. Well, you still got to get up early for the gym. Stop yawning. Stop yawning.
I'm not yawning.
That was a full-fledged
they
fucking...
They can't see me. Why are you calling me out?
Actually, you know, that being said, I have been getting in our email, like, once a day.
That I'm boring?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to have to...
Cut me loose.
I'm going to have to escort you from the show. No. We got daily emails about our YouTube presence. And in fact, we have none.
Oh, yeah.
Not from like listeners, but from marketers.
Oh, we also don't have a TikTok presence.
Yeah, we have a TikTok. We also have a Twitter or an X, but that has... Zero, but we need to really get better on this because you know why? Here's the thing.
The problem is
you.
The problem is you're a Gen X. I'm a Zennial. I'm not even a millennial. I'm just a Zennial.
What does that even mean? No, you're a millennial.
I'm in between. I'm that like small little pocket in between a Gen X and a millennial. So I'm a Zennial.
So what does this have to do with you sucking at TikTok?
We didn't grow up with social media. So social media, it's not my vibe.
We grew up with a different type of social media.
MySpace?
Yes. MySpace and MySpace. I've been drinking. MySpace and Facebook, but like,
I didn't grow up with Facebook. I had Facebook in college.
Yeah.
Actually, exactly.
You had it when you were supposed to
I
have
had
it.
Facebook in college when you could only have Facebook if you were in college.
Exactly.
You had to use your college
ID
email.
Or that was, okay.
You had to use your
had
college
to be EDU or something.
Yeah, you had to use your college email to get it. And all my like the younger grades below me had it, and they were like, "You need it." My like sorority sister was like, "You need it," and I'm like, "I don't need it." And then
what sorority were you in?
I'm not gonna say that I was a Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Kind of good.
Anyway. So I was like, okay, I'll get it. And then, but I did have MySpace before that.
Yes. So we're going to actually talk about MySpace here in a second.
But you didn't have to like create videos and create content. It was just literally posting.
But to post on MySpace, you had to be a coder expert, HTML. Like that's where like.
Really?
To like. Actively do it correctly to put up like your songs and your all that stuff.
I don't remember any of that.
It was
that.
Pretty cool because you could
I
actually
did put
like
up a song.
You could it was semi open source. Like
it was,
you could code
I'm bossy. I'm the bitch you know want to meet. I don't remember the song.
Clearly. But anyways, before we get too
Flavor Flav.
Before we get too into the thick here, cheers, my love.
Cheers.
All right.
You didn't
so,
hear the clink because I have a can.
Yeah, we're doing something a little bit different tonight. Oopsie. So.
You didn't sip your drink after we cheersed.
I hit the microphone. I was busy. I was trying to grab my phone to. I'm busy. I'm producing this bitch. So I am
excuses,
all over the place.
Excuses.
So.
Drink your drink. It doesn't right. count if you don't drink any of it.
So tonight. I've been trying, or I'm drinking a drink that I've been wanting to try for a while, but if you guys listened to the last couple episodes, you used all my pineapple juice.
You know the stores have it, right?
Yeah, but every time you order from the store, you have not gotten it. You continue to
you
fail me.
You haven't put it on your list.
Bitch, I told you.
Bitch.
I said I need pineapple
Bitch.
Juice. You stole... Oh, Lord have mercy. We're going to end this episode
fight you.
Early. We're going to fight each other on our anniversary.
I will fight you.
So I finally went to the store myself to get our anniversary card and dog food.
Our
and,
anniversary card.
And pineapple juice. So tonight I am drinking a Captain's Nest, considered tropical, buzzy, and beach approved. That's AI.
It made me choke.
So in this particular drink I have 2 ounces... of spiced rum. I have 2 ounces of vodka. And then I have 2 ounces of pineapple juice. And it called for 2 ounces of cranberry. I don't have cranberry. I thought I did. So
no,
what
you
I did.
Didn't. Mm-hmm? You just forgot to get it at the store.
Whatever. Pull back the curtain. Excuse me. So I just use a little bit of sweet and sour to get that tartness and then a splash of 7-Up with a little bit of grenadine for color. Fucking delicious, folks. I enjoyed it. It's not super fruity. It's not super tarty. It's strong because it's 4 shots, but...
Here we are.
So we had a movie night tonight, and I was drinking just Sprite and vodka until I moved to this
delectable
beach concoction.
Beach concoction.
See, what are you texting? Oh, you're texting the Vegas group.
I didn't. I texted like 10 minutes ago. That's weird.
I just
went
it.
Through.
No, I didn't. Just I just saw it. So, anyways, because I had my phone in my hand, I saw the text come through. So we have a Vegas trip coming up, folks.
Nobody wants to know what I'm drinking.
We really don't care.
Fucking dick.
All right, babe, what are you drinking?
Just move it along.
I'm a squirrel right now.
Ain't right. Nobody care.
What are you drinking, my love?
So I am drinking a seltzer.
Yay for fucking
But
you.
it's a special seltzer.
But you've been drinking Buffalo Sours all night.
I was drinking whiskey before this. But I got these, it's -196. they're Japanese seltzers. So it's fruit infused with vodka. And it's a special process they do in Japan that it's actually very delightful with very low sugar. So some of the sweet seltzers that you like have very high sugar content, which I am not a fan of.
Seltzers I like?
Yeah.
I don't like seltzers.
Yeah, like you like the Mike's and...
Those are seltzers?
Not really seltzers, but like the...
Those are
canned...
Malt liquors.
Malt beverages, right? Yeah. Okay, well, this has... Okay, I'm just going to read it to you.
Read it.
Real whole fruit, frozen and crushed at negative 196 degrees Celsius.
What?
Using a proprietary Japanese process, then infused with premium vodka and natural flavors to deliver the ultimate refreshing taste and whole fruit flavor. And it's only 2.5 grams of sugar.
How many calories?
They don't say that on here. Nobody cares about calories when they're drinking. It's all about the sugar.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 6% for a seltzer. That's pretty high. And made with vodka. And it actually like, I like Truly, but mm-hmm. Truly doesn't really taste like the flavor it says. It's like, if you smell the flavor, that's what it tastes like. Like, yeah. If you smell a grapefruit, okay, it tastes like that. But this actually tastes like if I taste a grapefruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you.
So, pretty good.
Maybe we need to get
sponsored.
They're
not super cheap, though. But yeah, Japan, if you want to sponsor me.
Japan, if you want to sponsor
Japan, if you want to reach out. Hey, they're very sexually, like, open there. I mean, some of their games are fucking wild.
Japan, they sell panties on the street and vending machines.
Precisely. Precisely.
Exactly. So, yeah, if you want to get my panties in a vending machine, just hit me up. But
exactly.
Let's go. I've been saving them up.
Anyway, so I went with the seltzer after drinking whiskey. Because I do have to get up for the gym tomorrow morning.
Which is in like 3 hours.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Babe, it's really late right now. So anyways, we are the Sweet Side of Life. All the way from Southern California. Are you ready to put out our real names yet?
No.
So we currently are still Mr. and Mrs. Sweets.
That is our names.
Oh.
Don't gaslight me into thinking I have some other name, weirdo.
Except for the last episode. Don't gaslight me. So, folks, I keep meaning to make like a whole pre-recorded audio thing that has all of our information. But our Sweet Side of Life podcast sex line is 951-226-5261. Once again, it's 951-226-5261. We have been getting a lot of action on that line.
You've been getting a lot of action.
Well, because I'm the one that I respond and I answer because it's on my phone.
You've been getting all the pierced vagina pictures.
Oh, and good times.
Morning titties.
Yeah, just a couple days ago, it was like, good morning. It was a nice set of tits. And then, like, I'm like, oh, awesome. And then, like, pierced vagina, like, 2 seconds later, I'm like, poof, this day got even better. And then, like, I got another titty shot today. Like, yeah, I'm living a pretty good life. But I...
Some would say the sweet side of life.
I'm living the sweet side of life. And I would love to continue living that. So, ladies and gentlemen...
Or just the ladies.
Mrs. Sweets also likes penis, so I have not received a penis picture yet in our phone, and I do share all the photos and text that I get. I share it with you, so you're in the loop just as much. So
yeah. I just get them like days later. Just kidding.
So I may regret this, but send the dick pics too, I guess. It's actually funny. Lacey and Dan from the Swing Nation, he always talks about it. He's like, they have kind of like a phone number too. He's like, send the dick pics. And I know the Swingers Couch podcast love dick pics. Autumn sends. She's like, send them my way.
Have you sent Autumn your dick pic?
Not personally.
You should.
They're on our Cassidy. I don't know if Carlos has kept it all to himself or Like, I don't know. Speaking of fucking Swingers Couch podcast, them fuckers. So
you said you were gonna roast.
Oh my gosh. So I'm a big listener of them. They put out an episode every Tuesday, standard issue every Tuesday, and then they did this new thing where they're doing one Thursdays, which is great. Like, so now they're twice a week. We're still trying to get to once a week, and I have an idea for that, so stay tuned. But anyways, so they're doing Just a Tip Thursday, right? Great idea. And it's kind of like a
catchy.
It's catchy. It's a quick in and out. It's basically,
that's what she said.
I guess it's based around, it's based around listeners' emails, like questions. So what was it? Last Thursday they had one and I listened to it. It was cool. And then this, yesterday the new one came up and I was starting listening to it. I'm like, this is very deja vu. I felt very like,
I've heard this before.
Like, I've heard this before. And which I was listening a bit means. Before. Yeah. And then I looked at the title, like the subject of it. I'm like, this is not make any sense together. And then I eventually found out that fucking Carlos just sent out, just re-uploaded the same fucking podcast. So I texted him and I was like, just so you know. And
you either, like, fucked up or you're trying to gaslight all of us. Something's thinking this going is
on.
A new.
Something's going on. You're cheating, bro.
But you got the, like, cheat code.
He goes, no, fuck, I'm just getting old. So he fixed it. So I listen. It's all good. So it's pretty funny.
It's all good.
Yeah, I'm like the quality control for other people's podcasts.
You really are. You're, you know, wild. What? You actually, there was another podcast. You're like,
yeah.
I think something happened with your sound.
Yeah, they're called it was a sweet something. Sweet Spot. There's another podcast in our area called the Sweet Spot, and. Yeah, I was listening one day and the audio was cutting in and out. It was like unlistenable. And I hit him up and I was like, hey, just so you know, the one you just released, it's really bad. It's not sounding good. And he actually hit me up and asked me for like audio,
tips,
like
on your
technical
audio.
Like, yeah, stuff. I don't think they've released any new episodes since, because he said he was just having problems with his hardware and stuff.
I feel like we just saw them again.
We did. We saw them at the last Say Less
meet and greet. Less meet and greet, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he was the other one in the wild shirt.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He said he always brings a second shirt, because some people, when he goes to the meet and greets or things that are in public, some people ask him not to wear his, like, pineapple shirts and stuff. I'm like,
I've never
been, I'm like, that. This is what I'm like, this is what he wears, like, all the time. Like, you go out in, no matter where we're going, if it's a bar, if it's a club, if it's a
funeral,
if it's like literally Father's Day, like Mother's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter. It doesn't matter what.
It's gonna be a loud ass shirt.
The holiday is. You have your tiki Hawaiian shirt on. So I was like, that's weird that someone would ask you to change. Like, that's very, like, they're very self conscious, I feel like, because people just wear, I mean, Tommy Bahama is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a swinger thing. It's like like Tommy Bahama is a vibe. So maybe that's just your vibe. And why would you make somebody change their, I was just like, that's wild.
Yeah.
Because he was like, should I change my shirt? I'm like, no.
I don't bring a backup shirt.
No. That's just weird. Like, I'm like, tell them to fuck off.
Exactly.
If they care that much, tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, so... So anyways, don't do that again, Carlos.
Yeah. I went on a tangent.
I had to bring you back.
I know.
So if you guys don't know who I'm talking about, one of our favorite podcasts, Swingers Couch Podcast. You can find them on all your favorite podcast people or programs or whatever you want to call it, except YouTube. I don't think they're on YouTube either.
No?
I don't think so. And... they've recently come out a little bit public, starting to show faces a little bit here and there.
Yeah, so. Well, our face is already on TikTok.
Yeah, so if you guys know where to go, you can catch a glimpse. IYKYK. That's all I'm going to say. IYKYK. My southern accent's coming out. So let's see. What else did I want to touch on really quick besides you? Happy anniversary. So for this weekend, most of it's a surprise. However, I did tell you that we are going to visit a place for the first time ever.
Yes.
We are going to visit the famous House of Black in San Diego for our first time ever.
Yes.
We're going to check it out.
Check it out. You had to tell me. Well, you didn't have to tell me where we were going, but you did have to tell me the theme.
Yeah. I like surprises, but I also hate surprises in the sense of, I know you're not a huge fan of surprises, in the sense of you want to know how to prepare. And the last thing I want to do is have you feel uncomfortable or unprepared.
Right.
So everything else, I feel pretty confident. But, for this one, it was Trailer Park Tees is the theme. And I kind of already told you what to wear, but as we got closer, you were asking questions like, well, do I need a jacket? Do I need this? Do I need this? Do I need this? I'm like, bitch, fine. All right, here's what we're doing. So yeah, we're going to check out House of Black for the first time. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
I'm a little nervous.
Are you?
No.
I picture a dungeon. I feel like it's going to like underwhelm me.
Here's the thing about House of Black. From what we know and from what I can read on the social medias, House of Black, there in San Diego, it's a fairly like a BDSM forward type place. Like they have a lot of BDSM events, dry events, where it's solely focused. Like the owner of it, I believe her name is Goddess Faye. Like it's the whole thing is very BDSM forward. Mm-hmm. But they're LS as well. So they have like LS theme events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But typically, you know, most House of Black events seem to be, you know, BDSM forward. So we'll see. That's not our usual style, but we've also enjoyed watching stuff in that aspect. And you've yourself have partaken.
I have participated
in multiple levels of that. So I think it's going to be interesting. You know, we have some fun stuff going on before that, and we're going to finish tonight and then, you know, just kind of roll in there and see what happens. And I'm sure we'll have a story or two.
Hopefully. Hopefully good stories.
Great stories.
We had friends that went there and had not good stories.
That's true. We'll see.
We know not to touch other people's toys.
Well, that was their fault. Their fart. Yes. That's right.
Anywho.
So
at least we might have something for our social media.
Yeah, maybe a new TikTok.
A picture.
A TikTok with one picture. And then, guys, we have a big-ass event coming up. Next weekend.
And girls.
Ladies and gentlemen. we have mentioned it, but we are still going to Vegas for Memorial Day weekend. We are heading out on the Thursday the 22nd, right?
Something like that.
Late Thursday the 22nd, and we are leaving Monday.
Memorial Day is so early this year.
Right?
Yeah, the 22nd.
And then, so Friday the 23rd, we're just going to be gallivanting around town, doing our thing. And then Saturday, we are going to be doing the Whispers Pool Party. And then that is from 12 to 6. Yeah, 12 to 6. And then we're going to go back to the hotel, shit, shower, shave, and stop yawning.
Stop looking at me.
I can't help it. You're so beautiful. Why is your top still on? Take your titties out.
It's cold.
Take your titties out. Should she take her titties out, ladies and gentlemen?
People in the car, just like the Flavor Flav, they're yelling,
take it off!
Take it off! Take it off!
But, so, What was I saying? Oh, yeah, yeah. So Saturday.
I will have my titties out.
Yes, Saturday we are doing the Whispers party, 12 to 6, the pool party. Go back to our room and then come back from 9 to 3 a.m. for their nighttime schoolgirl theme party at Whispers.
School's out, not schoolgirl themed.
School's, man, schoolgirl, come on now.
Could be a principal. You could be a teacher. You could be a student.
I'm going to be a teacher that
could be
that
a pencil.
I'm going to be a number two pencil. Anyways, and then the following Sunday, we're going to be going to the Flirts pool party. We've been to Flirts at night, had a great time there, but this time we're going to go to Flirts pool party from 12 to 5. So Yippers. We'll have to see how that works out. We rented a cabana. We have a super sexy group coming with us. We have a whole like chat right now. We got what, 5 couples total going?
Yep. If you are a listener, we have Tom and Liz, we have Sam and Cole, we have Beard and Butt, and we have the Palm Springs couple.
Yes. And we have a text group, and it's been getting pretty hot and heavy. Mm-hmm. Getting some ass play. I'm seeing some random dicks. Thanks, Beard. I'm really looking forward to
we can always count on Beard.
Beard, he loves putting his fucking dick out there. yeah, looking forward to seeing a Tom and a thong.
I cannot see that happening.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna fucking happen. So
I'm gonna get closer to my friends than I ever thought.
Yes. So so here's the thing is, like, most of our friends that are going, they're friends that we've made in the LS. Michigan couple is friends that we had.
Tom and Liz.
Yes, I call them Michigan couple.
Yeah.
We had friends with them previous or pre the LS.
Yeah.
And because of your birthday party, they floated into the LS.
Floated. They dove.
They dove headfirst.
They went straight in.
So this is the first time that we're going to be at a LS event with them.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a little weird. A little weird.
I don't think weird. It will be... I don't know if weird is the right word, but it'll definitely be something to navigate.
Something to navigate. Yes. Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah. Because she is like one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely interesting because prior to them knowing we were even in the LS, we hung out and just like did holidays together and
game nights
and I hate just game nights. Normal stuff. By the way, I'm bringing Cards Against Humanity to Vegas.
I hope to God we don't have time to play.
You like it. We're sharing a two bedroom, two bathroom suite with
they're sharing a two bathroom suite with
the suites. Yeah, so we're sharing it with Tom and Liz. So I'm thinking, like, in any downtime, because when they lived here, I loved playing Cards Against Humanity. You did too. I know you did.
Yeah, that was a good time.
But
now we're going to play Strip Cards
Against Humanity. Strip Cards Against Humanity. I don't know
how that would work, but...
If you win, you have to take, you get the card, but you have to take off clothing. So you're a winner and a loser. But then everybody else is a winner.
It's very confusing. But I'm actually going to bring we're going to bring our mobile podcast stuff and set it up because all of the couples we just talked about, we're all staying at the same hotel. So yeah. There's going to be a lot of like...
And a lot of people are staying in the same room. So like, mm-hmm. So we have Liz and Tom and like we're in rooming together the whole weekend because we're all getting there like on the same day. Mm-hmm. And then some other people are coming in on Friday. So I think Beard and Butt and the Palm Springs couple are staying in the same suite together. But I think the first night... because Beard and Butter are in a different room. I think the Palm Springs couple is staying with Sam and Cole. So, like, everybody, like, whoever had, like, the biggest room.
So,
like,
you're saying there's going to be a lot of swapping?
Yeah.
In the rooms? Okay, got it. Got it. What I was going to say is we're bringing our podcast equipment, and there's going to be a lot of in and outs in our rooms, but.
Same thing.
So, I'm hoping to get just, you know, a lot of just random interviews.
Kind of more like the, I feel like it would be good to just do like the Swingers Couch podcast, like how we did with them. Like,
yeah.
Just pull it out, you know, just whip it out.
Whip it out. It's gonna be crazy.
You can't plan it and it'll just be chaos.
Yeah. Basically, I'm going to have four microphones laying
maybe
on the counter.
Maybe people can just listen to us play Cards Against Humanity.
That would be fucking amazing. So it's going to be.
Skip that one.
40 minutes of it.
Yeah. Skip of us drunken just nonsense.
Exactly. So.
I don't know what's different than what we do already, though.
Zero difference. So it's going to be a fun weekend. There's been a lot of checks written.
Who? I didn't write any checks.
I'm pretty sure I said something about I have no intention on wearing pants the entire trip.
You did. I was like, TSA, so, I have something more to say about that.
Yeah, that's a big check. But we'll see how it works out because, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting weekend for sure. So, looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a fucking blast. I have no doubt. Because we've done one Whispers pool party, but it was at the end of our Dirty Vegas last year.
And so nauseous. Like, oh, we talked about. Do you think that one couple will be there? They might be.
The Bakersfield couple?
Yeah. I think they're Tehachapi more than Bakersfield, but yeah.
They identify as Bakersfield.
Do they? No one knows where Tehachapi is.
We don't know how to pronounce that, but yeah, they might be.
Because we saw them at Whispers last year, or when we went
for
to
Dirty Vegas.
Dirty Vegas. Yeah. We didn't. They weren't at Dirty Vegas, but they were at Whispers.
I'll message them. I think.
Well, they don't check their.
Yeah, they're like 3 months.
Even matter. I mean, if they're going, they're going. They're we'll not. See them, they're we'll not. See them. Yeah. We'll see them there if they are. But.
Well, this is gonna be the first time we are rolling in with like a. No, not the first one, I guess. Because last time we rolled in with the group
for
on your
birthday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. But not at a pool party.
When I got molested on the dance floor.
Is it molested? Yeah. That was pretty hot. But this is going to be the first pool party we
now
rolled in with.
Now I know to keep my clothes on.
Yeah. So that's going to be a good time. And then, let me see. Oh, that. Okay, I was trying. Okay, guys. In case you haven't noticed, we don't have a script. We literally, our podcast, it could just be called By the Seat of Our Pants because sometimes.
It should be called Squirrel.
Yeah, it's just called the Squirrel Podcast. I'll crack the mics and I'll be like, so what are we talking about? Like, I don't know. All right, fair enough. Let's go.
Start it up.
So one of the things, so all these other podcasts are starting to do like, you know, two episodes a week, like, you know, Swingers Couch. They're getting all fancy with their Just a Tip Thursday.
Fancy.
And, you know, Swing Nation, they did their
Tuesday
Talks. We
should do
Tuesday
ours
talks.
Just the nuts.
What's that?
Just two nuts.
Okay. anyways.
They're
so,
just the tip and we're just two nuts. That's actually really good.
Not really.
Because we're like nutty. And then it's like balls.
Oh, I had no idea what you were referring to. You're fantastic. Oh, boy. Anyways, so.
It's a marketing thing.
It is a marketing
thing. I can, like, see squirrels with nuts.
Squirrels and nuts.
Because we squirrel.
I just.
It's like so many things. It's like we squirrel. So squirrels and nuts. Just two nuts. Ball sack.
Okay. Let me know when I can continue, please. Just let me know when you're done. We're
go.
Good? Okay.
I just feel like we're missing something here.
Okay, okay. Well, work on that in private. Let me put together a change order and we'll talk about it.
Just two nuts. It would work better if it was two dudes doing a podcast, but okay. Yeah,
exactly. Like, anyway, so I've been wanting to figure out like a way of doing like at least a weekly show. I don't have an hour in me weekly just because this takes a lot out of me. It's just too much.
That's so, what she said.
So what I think I came up with a brilliant fucking idea the other day. All right, you ready, folks?
Two nuts.
No. So we are part of, you and I on our FaceSpace are part of many like different pineapple groups.
Yes.
And it's fun. We don't interact at all in them typically.
I interact.
Every now and then you'll throw your opinion out.
I mean, my 2 cents are worth it.
They're worth exactly that. 2 cents. So sometimes I'll start typing out like a whole response and I'll get halfway through my thought and I just say, I don't have the energy to finish this and I'll just delete it out and I'll move on with my life.
I feel like it takes more energy to delete it out than just to post through. Okay.
It could. But that being said, I think our advice is super valuable because we're like professionals.
Of course. Duh. So we're like so smart and yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my idea. Is
give
every
it to
other
me,
week.
Baby.
Every other week
give
we
it
do
to
our.
Me, baby.
You just probably got us another negative review.
Pretty fly far away.
So every other week we typically release our full hour or whatever it is podcast, but every other week I want to do like a response to these, you know, things on the forums or the Facebooks or whatever. So like I was talking about earlier, I grew up in the era of MySpace and Facebook. So I want to call this feature.
Come face.
My face confessionals. It's like MySpace, Facebook, my face.
I feel like we could workshop this more.
No, I think it's official.
We need two nuts.
No, so we're going to do my face confessionals. And what's that going to be is we're going to take a random topic off of one of these Facebook groups. Something that's interesting, something that's,
like,
you know, controversial. What? Stop workshopping over here. I'm rolling here, babe. And then we're just going to... And I'm gonna
hating,
rolling.
Keep me red and dirty.
So I'm gonna. I think what we need to do. I'm gonna delete all of this. You're fucking killing me, bro. Fucking killing me. You're hurting my heart right now.
You really hate me right now. I can tell.
Hate is not the word. It's.
Annoying
the shit out of me, yes. I can't even look at you right now. I'm trying to complete this fucking thought. Oh, jeez. Can you just leave the room for a second so I can, like, finish this? Anyways, so I'm thinking every... You're killing me, bro. Okay. Check. Is the mic on? All right, so did I ever tell you guys we're not professional podcasters? So every other week outside of our normal podcast, our full format, we're going to do just like a small 10 to 15 minute and where we're going to bring up a topic. You might bring it up. I might bring it up, copy and paste it, and we'll bring it up and we'll kind of talk about it. And we'll just kind of give like our candid, we're not going to plan it out. It's going to be very candid, like everything else we do, for better, for worse. But one of these days, we're going to do a fully formatted, like noted
it's
out
podcast.
It's
going to be so boring. I'll hate it.
Yeah. Well, other people will probably love it.
Well, they can listen to somebody they like that's formatted.
Oh, we got another message. Hello. Anyways, in our Vegas group. A little bit ago, we have a butt was on the bed clapping her cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Clap, clap.
I wish I could put that on sound.
Social media.
Actually, I think I can. Can you guys hear that?
I don't think
Well, you can't hear it now.
No.
She's clapping her cheeks. She was laying on the bed anyways. Anyways, it's a sight to behold. what was I going to say?
Squirrel.
Oh, squirrel.
Two nuts.
So before we... Oh, shit, it's only 40 minutes in. So here's the thing. We have a lot of fantastic listeners out there. And a lot of people email us. A lot of people send us, you know, the stuff on the sex line and stuff like that. So there was one couple that emailed us on, not emailed, messaged us on Cassidy. Speaking of Cassidy, you can find our community there. If you look up The Sweet Side of Life, actually just look up The Sweet Side of Life and then add yourself there and you'll get to see all the events we're going to. We got Memorial Day. We got pool parties coming up. We got EDR in Palm Springs in July. We got Secret Springs Resort in July.
Mm.
We got a shit ton. Dr. Feelgood's birthday. We got a shit ton coming up. You know what? I think I'm going to save this email for next time because this is a lot to go through.
Is it? Well, you know, one thing we talked about,
What did we talk about, babe?
We've talked about it a lot, because yes. We get some noobs on here.
Noobs.
Newbies.
Noobs.
And about, like, what they, how do they start, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm not going to tell you how to start. You do that yourself. But today you got a new bag.
I got a new bag.
You ordered a new bag.
Oh, yes.
So what's in your bag, baby? That's so, my terrible Austin Powers accent.
Was that supposed to be Austin Powers?
Yes. Don't tell anybody. It was so bad.
So one of the things we're going to just touch on briefly is, you know what? We were going to do this as part of like a whole newbie introduction.
So bags.
Bags.
Sex bags.
Sex bags.
Because you got a new one.
I got a new one.
And we were talking about Dr. Feelgood, and he has a good plan too.
Yes. So anytime you're going to an event, this is just going to be... This is part two of newbie introduction to the LS because you decided to skip over part one. So we're just going to go to part two really quick.
Yeah, and well, you got a bag today. So here we are.
And we'll hit rewind on the next one or so.
Sure.
We'll see how it goes.
Make them listen to the, see, you do it in reverse and then they have to continue listening.
So we're doing part two. Part one actually hasn't happened yet.
We're reverse cowgirling this.
I'm a fan of that position, except it makes me nervous. Penis can break.
Anyone on the top makes you nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem. You've seen too many videos with dicks breaking.
Not videos. I don't watch videos of that. I've heard it happen. I've heard like audio recants of it.
Yeah. So if anybody ever has me on top, just know I'm very much out of practice because Mr. Sweets does not prefer that position. Well, he likes that position. I can get him to do it every once in a while.
No. I love it.
But
it's just got to be slow.
Yeah.
It's got to be slow, and I still have to be in control a bit. Yeah,
exactly.
Because the problem is TMI. My dick has like a downward facing angle to it. So if I'm in the reverse cowgirl, it's a fantastic view, and I love that position. But the chance of my penis turning into a 90-degree angle is higher than others.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of a trust. And
even normal, though, you...
It's
you have to be in control of all of it.
I do. Well, that's just my mentality. But the reverse cowgirl, it's physically the most... daunting one, I guess. So, yes. So, but just remember that. Because I know she loves to be on top. So, oh yeah, bag. Squirrel.
Two nuts.
So, when you go to events, part two, when you go to events, it's best to come, C-U-M, prepared with a multitude of things in your bag. So for me, I bought a little bag. I always take my backpack, which has like our change of clothes. And it
we
has,
initially actually had a bag.
We have a party
and
bag.
And we do have a party bag.
It was called our party bag.
And that one has, initially it was what basically you've turned your backpack into.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah. So it was pasties, a few different lingerie options, mm-hmm. condoms, Blue chews. Lip gloss.
They never got back to me, by the way. I emailed them.
Damn it. Those motherfuckers getting some free press here. Lip gloss.
For me.
Hygiene wipes.
Yep.
Deodorant. What else is in there?
Locks.
Oh, yeah. Lock for locker. What else?
Just sex toys.
Yes. Yeah, like toys.
But what was happening was that party bag was large and in charge.
Yeah. And so we started too big.
It wasn't practical. It's a knapsack. It's like something you take to Disneyland to carry all the snacks for your kids.
It's your carry-on. It's not even that. It's bigger than that. It's like a diaper bag and a carry-on yes. all together.
It's bright. It was awesome. Good thought. But inside that bag, I carried a mini pineapple bag, and in that bag I had lube. I had
lube.
I had the hygiene wipes. I had one of your smaller toys, condoms, and then my blue chews. But that pineapple bag, the ones that I got was just too small, mm-hmm. which it was about the size.
Very small makeup bag.
It was about the length of a Red Bull, yeah. for those guys out there.
Yeah. It's longer than a Red Bull. It's a big Red Bull, the 16 ounce.
Can you
Red
just
Bull.
Roll with it? You have to like correct me on everything. 16, fine. 16 ounce Red Bull, whatever.
They're 20 ounce.
Oh my god. So, but what I was finding is on like during game time, that bag was so small, everything was just stuffed in there. And in the dark, trying to like find everything, it was just too stuffed. And plus, one of your recent additions to your sex toy, thank you, Palm Springs couple.
Yeah, for my birthday.
For your birthday
that I just got.
it was just too small. So yesterday on Amazon, I purchased a new pineapple bag, which is about
a little bit bigger.
About what's that?
This is a little bit bigger.
Yeah. And then this one will fit the new toys, and it'll yeah. fit all the good stuff.
Yeah, but who has the best, not I don't know the best option, but a really good option is Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah.
He had like a little armband pouch thing that mm-hmm. he could put his condoms in and like little
pipe. I would imagine mini lube. Like the pipe. Well, they sell the plastic packets of lube.
Yeah. You can't put a bottle of lube in there. No. But it was like a little armband that he
yeah,
just
it was great
because
you could be like naked walking
yeah,
around with an armband.
Yeah, yeah, like it looked like a sweatband.
He's a professional.
He is a professional.
So,
but yeah, so for the newbies out there, figure out something that you can bring, because also people ask us like, oh, what do I wear to an event? And I always say, and you always say, well, you more say, dress in theme. And then have something to dress down in.
Yeah.
Because especially if you're newer to the lifestyle, like dress in something you're comfortable with going in. Mm-hmm. That's usually in a theme because there's usually a theme. But then bring something when, you know, women start changing. I mean, some parties, there is a time when everybody changes.
Yeah,
we've never been to one like that, but we've heard of them.
Yeah, I don't think we ever have.
But when all the women start changing and dressing down to lingerie, like, then bring something so you're not feeling out if you want to change. Like,
and men.
Oh, and men, yeah.
Men, trust. It might feel silly, but bring some, like, sexy boxers or bring some, you know, underwear, something to change into. It might feel weird, but it gets you so much more play.
Yeah, plus there's a lot of places where men can't be naked, but you could be in boxers. And it's definitely like, it's one thing to be wandering around in like your jeans when everybody else is naked, but like it's a whole nother vibe to be like, okay, I can be in my like boxers or boxer briefs and like be walking around, and you're not violating like the rules of the place,
but you're still putting yourself
Putting yourself out there. Because like our friends when we went to Flirts actually with Beard and Butt, he was walking around nude because we were all fucking and doing things, and he went out to get waters or something, and he got like scolded. For being nude. But I mean, had he had like boxers like, or something just to put on and not have to, you know, it was like his situation was he was either jeans or nothing basically. I think so. It was like, if you have something that in between something as a guy, then you're not going to get scolded.
And I will say, as a guy, any like literally every single time that I've like stripped down to some like underwear briefs, boxer briefs or something, women cannot keep their hands off of you. Like, you might feel silly, but I literally will go to a party, and especially any party now. Any, like, you just go there and you take your pants off and you get down to some type of underwear, and it opens up the gate, and it's just, it's instant. Like, everybody wants to touch.
Yeah, because I think I feel like as a woman, to speak on that behalf, is it's not as aggressive as somebody being fully nude.
Yeah.
But it's definitely opens the door where there's a comfortability of being like, okay, they're clearly like putting themselves out there, but it's not so aggressive. Like, I've got a boner in my face right now I have to
like if you address. Want the boner in your face, you have to take another step.
Yeah, exactly.
But otherwise you can walk up and you can touch and you can grope, and it's still innocent enough where you're not exceeding the expectation level. Like, you don't have to do anything more.
Yeah.
And it's like, I love being groped. So.
Yeah. So I do think it kind of lends that self to like, it's like a, not as, it doesn't feel as aggressive.
You know who I actually, one of the first people I saw doing that, which at first it threw me, was, let's see how can I describe them? We went to their birthday party, and that's where we first went there and met,
Sam and Cole.
And, he was running around.
The birthday boy?
Yeah. And in like some little tidy whatever. And I was like, at first I was kind of like, that's weird. But then I'm like, oh, that's fine. And then now I'm like, I'm the weird guy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that works.
You are the weird guy.
That fucking works.
Yeah.
So, So, gentlemen, don't be afraid to dress down too.
Yeah.
Get
so
comfortable.
Bring something to dress down in. So I guess we have like two. So now you have your backpack. We did have, we still have it, but. We don't bring it to a lot of places.
You mean the party bag?
We'll call the party bag. Yeah. A lot of stuff just gets transferred into the backpack. So you have your backpack where you carry your liquor and, our liquor and my soda waters. And then I'll put lingerie in there, pasties, because you never know. Some places you have to wear pasties. And then we'll have all our other things, the hygiene, the lip gloss. I mean, that's my thing. Like, I need lip gloss. And then our hygiene stuff. Because you never know if you're going to be able to, like, what it's going to be. So it's good to have, like, little hygiene wipes and stuff just to, like, whatever. Condoms, your blue chews. Unless you're
using to wipe my beard.
Yeah, exactly. When it smells like vagina. Blue chews. Anyway, so we have a bigger bag that has all that stuff in it. And then you have your smaller bag that you can take into a playroom inside that bigger bag, that will have like toys or
whips.
No, that would be a bigger bag if you got whips and stuff.
Well, my new bag is gonna be, it's gonna carry our whip. We have one whip that'll fit in there. We don't even use our whip, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So
going to House of Blues tomorrow.
House of Blues.
House of Black. House of Blues is actually closed now in San Diego. It says HOB.
When you told me HOB at first, I thought House of Blues, and then I was like, oh, House of Black.
Yeah, they're closed now.
Are they?
House of Blues,
in San Diego. Well, that's sad.
Yeah, so sad.
You played there.
I did.
Anyway, so that is our recommendation for going to a party. Bring a bag and bring a smaller bag. And bring all your things in the bag.
So that was part two. Stay tuned for part six. Stay tuned for part six, and we're going to do part one. Now, here's the thing. We're going to do it
so confusing you won't know what the fuck happened.
What we wanted to do was kind of do like a re-intro to us, because we have a lot of newer listeners that not everybody's goes all the way back to number one.
Well, they should.
They should, but, you know, if they don't, they don't.
Well, come on. What's stopping you guys?
So, I wanted to do like a re-intro to talk about us and talk about...
We're close to 100,000 downloads.
That's right. That's one of the things I was talking about. We hit 100,000.
We did?
Yeah, we're there now.
High five, babe.
So, I don't know if that's good or not, but all I know is we started at one, and that was me. So I downloaded our first just to make sure it was working. So we hit 100,000, and that's awesome. So imagine what we can do if we actually had a working TikTok.
Stupid.
So one of the things...
But you could also download our older episodes if you just started listening.
Yes, you can go all the way back to numero uno. So it is now, what are we in, May?
It's gonna be May.
So my goal is next year, we're really going to put focus on our TikTok.
You're so stupid. I told you to take it over.
7 months, we're going to really put our foot down. Now, here's the thing is we have to really start advertising better, because I want to hit our next big number. I want to hit is 101,000. So I really want to do that like tonight. So let's make that happen.
Do it.
So I need to get our Twitter going, our X. You don't want to do an Insta.
I don't want to do anything.
Because you're lame.
I know.
So here's what we're going to do in the next 2 months. Our Twitter or our X is going to...
I wonder how many people just yawned hearing me yawn.
A lot, probably. You're making me yawn.
Isn't that weird? How you see or you hear someone yawn and then yawn.
Stop talking about fucking yawning. So here in the next couple months, we're going to get our X going. We're going to get our TikTok going. We're going to get an InstaFace. We're going to get our MyFace Chronicles or MyFace Confessionals. And, oh yeah, all the votes have come in. Fans are Sweetums.
No. What votes?
We got enough votes for Sweetums.
The fuck?
I man the calls.
We had a whole thread on Sweet Tarts.
They wanted sugar babies and sugar candy. No, yeah. It's Sweetums.
Sweet Tarts, I like the Sweet
It's fucking
tarts
done. Thing. Sweetums.
I asked ChatGPT.
Like it or not, Sweetums is the name of our listeners.
Oh, so you know what else we got? We had a friend who he designed a bunch of stuff too.
Oh, yeah. Starla and Vic.
Yes.
We talked about them a while ago. We met them a long time ago, and we hung out, had a good time with them at the SMB parties.
Yes. And recently, we saw them at Beer and Wine. And
for the Cheese Whiz show.
For the Cheese Whiz show that by the way, a ton that was, of people came yeah. out, and that was really
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, there was a ton of... It was hot as hell. I was sweating like a fucking whore in church. But it was fun.
It's a good time.
Yeah. All the pictures, I'm like glistening like I just had a cum facial.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Starla and Vic gave us some great graphics, all kinds of like different like logos.
Versions of all the graphics. Yeah. So
we're going to have to make some merch or something.
We'll do something with it. Maybe I'll just put it on the TikTok.
Oh boy! If somebody else do all the work, fantastic.
No, he did a good job. He like made us pineapple people.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So we have a lot coming up, and a lot we have to do. We'll touch back in about our House of Black. I say interview.
Shenanigans
tomorrow.
Our anniversary party.
Yes, and then we have Memorial Day weekend, which is that's going to yield some good stuff, some good podcast, some good photos for TikTok.
See, that's my problem is that I can't put any of my friends in our TikTok photos.
You can't.
So it's like I have photos of all of us, and then it's like I can't post them because they've got other people in them, and I'm not trying to blow up everybody's spot.
That's the problem with being perverts.
Yeah. I have a ton of photos I could put, but then I'm blowing up everybody's spot on our TikTok.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
No, I don't.
So, I think we've talked enough shit tonight. I think we're going to call it. Is there anything else you want to touch on really quick, Squirrel?
No. Nuts. Okay.
All right, sweetums. Thank you for sticking around during our...
Okay, sweethearts.
Drunken anniversary episode. Take it away, my love.
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, babe.
Love you, too.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.